kind of timepiece. And yeah, it was fun. We're on Tumblr, and I would love for anyone to take a look at that, theunionoftimethieves.tumblr.com. So wait for it. Wait for it. It's Sudden Radio here on KBOO Portland. Christmas, my youth, party seeking, drinking liquor and disrespecting. Our final phase is stage, it's age, ages, dark donation, last days.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Sudden Radio Project, a production of KBOO.FM. Tonight, the Sudden Radio Project presents Please Disturb, an original radio play written by Sharon Porter McAllister.
Is this you? Neurotic, fearful, ineffective, You build elaborate walls and hope for someone to break them so you can feel free. You write love letters on paper airplanes and launch them over the wall in hopes of return. You live in a zoo and knead like a child, clawing carelessly at your surroundings, craving stones unturned, and later, craving. Do you need a break? Do you need to break? Is this you? Then I have something for you. This is the moment before the moment when everything changes.
Here's the tape you wanted.
Great. Now get in the desk. You'll be fine. There's one more letter I need to write before we go. Mr. J. Smith, regarding your mother's regrettable issue. Dear Mr. Smith, thank you for contacting us regarding your mother's recent disappointment with our product. On behalf of Go Flavor Foods, I would like to express our regrets. Our savory medley has achieved its popularity in the last 10 years because of the abundance of quality ingredients like our mushrooms. We provide an excellent food product. However, if we have disappointed you, we will make every effort to compensate you satisfactorily. The issue that concerns us, and we are sorry to suggest it, is the possibility that we won't satisfy you, because nothing will satisfy you. Because you don't know what you really want. You don't really care how many mushrooms came in your mom's bag of frozen vegetables.
Since you mentioned her failing eyesight,
since you mentioned her failing eyesight, I wonder if you even believe her story at all.
You live hundreds of miles away from her, and it's clear that your guilt in that regard has been played upon handily by your passive-aggressive matriarch. As you are forced to take time out of your day to complain to us, I'm talking about me, not the corporation. The actual human being right here who suspects that you are driven by the alternating fear that you can never do enough for your loving, neglected mother, and by the persistent nagging of the woman herself. She is clearly soured against the rest of the world, feels cheated by everyone, loathes the slow and painful decay of the flesh and the complete existential agony of impending, non-negotiable death. And she takes it out on you because you are the one thing left in her life that she can control. Am I right?
You want coupons?
You want coupons? I'll send coupons. Hell, I'll send you enough coupons to keep your dear mom's freezer stocked for the remainder of her tortured existence. But for the underlying issues that both you and she need to address, I just want to be clear on this.
I sell frozen food in plastic bags.
I can only do so much.
I don't want you to have to spend your days thinking about anything I could have possibly done to make your life better.
If that's the worst thing that either of you have to rage against, then yay! Good for you that your life is simple and carefree. But if your sweet mother is actually being victimized unceasingly by the trauma of her meaningless life, and she has no clue how to confront her true demons, really, do you have to make that our problem? My problem? I know. You want attention. You want God to explain to you why there is
so much pain. So you turn to me and you ask,
why didn't we get the mushrooms we were promised? Dear Lord, I don't know why. I think it was a mistake. I love you as one of God's creatures, and I would never have sent you a bag of vegetables without all the mushrooms I know you deserve. I'm on your side, right?
I feel for you, Mr. J. Smith.
Your mother's loss is deep and excruciating. I'm not here to cheat you.
Whatever can we do, you and I, to repair this betrayal?
I will send coupons. I will pray for your mother's eternal soul, and I hope that you will soon be free from her desperate clutches forever. Yours most sincerely, Janet, fellow human, Go Flavor representative. Yours most sincerely, Janet, fellow human, Go Flavor representative.
Janet, with my organic fair trade coffee.
Janet.
Where's Janet?
Where's Janet?
Where's Janet?
Where's Janet with my organic fair
where's
trade
coffee? Where's Janet with my organic fair trade coffee?
Where's
Janet with my organic fair trade coffee? Where's Janet with my organic fair trade coffee? I thought. I thought she knew what she was doing. I thought she knew. I thought she knew what's going on with Janet anyway. Why is she such an airhead? Why is she such an airhead? Why am I? What am I doing sitting here waiting, wasting my time? Time is money. Time is money. Time is money. Where is she? What is she doing? Time is money, and I'm running out. We're running out. We need better service. We need something better. This is what's wrong with this country. There is so it is so hard. It is so hard to find someone who is willing to serve in the right spirit these days.
Their own
They probably rip off their own tip. I am overcharged every place I go. It's all the same. 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 They won't listen. They just say, look at me when I'm talking to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't look away. I require a certain level of service. Nothing excessive. No service. No tip. I want better service.
Customer
is always better. Right. Isn't it? Isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Why won't you just? Why won't you just? Why won't you listen to me? Why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you just listen to me? Why won't you just? Why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you?
Why won't you?
Why won't you? Why won't you?
Why won't you?
Why won't you? You fix it! 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 Fix it!
Flying much higher and faster than you ever imagined, so we recommend that you not only buckle up, but also hold on tight and don't look down. Folks, are you aware how lucky we all are to be the last people on Earth? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this is one wild ride, and we are at the pinnacle of our experience. Yes, there's a lot going wrong with this world, but you can't argue the miracle of human achievements up until now. If this is as good as it gets, we should be proud to be a part of it.
It is important that we have your attention as we outline the safety features.
Excuse me. Sir, in row 7, is there something I can help you with? You say you don't like the complimentary cookies? They're not as good as your mama's cookies? Yes, sir, I understand. I really do. We've had to make sacrifices to get us where we are today, and unfortunately, although there are more cookies available, they're not so tasty, are they? I know, it can be frustrating. You see, we've come to value the shiny package, but the cost of packaging means your cookies are made out of nothing but soy and corn byproducts, and none of your mama's love. Sir, I would like to direct you to the in-flight magazine where it indicates that you still have an awful lot of choices. If you would prefer a real chocolate chip cookie, not the she-she kind you get at the department store for $5, but maybe one made by a little old lady in a floral apron in the kitchen of a bi-level home, who starts with a bag of flour and a stick of butter and some real chocolate chips, well, I suggest you make that a priority. Because if you don't make it a priority, sir, it just goes away. That's just how the market is. It isn't cruel, it doesn't discriminate, it's not out to make people unsatisfied. But sir, our focus groups determined that you would buy the cookies in the nice packaging, no matter how they taste. And now you're going to sit there and rain on everybody's parade for what you got? Sir, we are going to...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Sudden Radio Project, a production of KBOO.FM. Tonight, the Sudden Radio Project presents Please Disturb, an original radio...
...that both you and she
I can
need
only
to address.
Do so much.
I just want to be clear
on frozen
this.
Food in plastic
bags.
I can
bags. Only do so much.
I don't want you to have to spend your days thinking about anything I could have possibly
bags.
Done to make your life better.
I don't want you to have to spend
if that's the worst thing that either of you have to rage against, then yay! Good for you that your life is simple and carefree. But if your sweet mother is actually being victimized unceasingly by the trauma of her meaningless life, and she has no clue how to confront her true demons, really, do you have to make that our problem? My problem? I know. You want attention. You want God to explain to you why there is so much
to you why there is so much pain. So you turn to
video play written by
to me and you ask,
why didn't we get the mushrooms we were promised? Dear Lord, I don't know why. I think...
I'm not sure, but I think it was a mistake.
I love you as one of God's creatures, and I would never have sent you a bag of vegetables without all the mushrooms I know you deserve. I'm on your side, right?
I feel for you, Mr. J. Smith.
Your mother's loss is deep and excruciating. I'm not here to cheat you. Whatever can we do?
You and I,
to
repair
this
betrayal.
I
will send coupons. I will pray for your mother's eternal soul, and I hope that you will soon be free from her desperate clutches forever. Yours most sincerely, Janet, fellow human, Go Flavor representative.
Yours most sincerely,
Janet, fellow human, Go Flavor representative.
Where's Janet with my organic fair trade coffee?
Where's Janet with my organic fair trade coffee?
I thought she knew what she was doing. Why is she such an airhead? Why is she such an airhead? Why am I? What am I doing sitting here waiting, wasting my time? Time is money. Time is money. Time is money. Where is she? What is she doing? Time is money, and I'm running out. We're running out. We need better service. We need something better. This is what's wrong with this country. There is so it is so hard. It is so hard to find someone who is willing to serve in the right spirit so these days. They probably rip off their own tip. I am overcharged every place I go. They won't listen. They just say, they won't be when I'm talking to you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't look away. I require a certain level of service. Nothing excessive. No service. No tip. I want better service. Customer is always better. Right. Isn't it? Isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Why won't you just? Why won't you just? Why won't you listen to me? Why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you just listen to me? Why won't you just? Why won't you fix it?
Not only buckle up, but also hold on tight and don't look down. Folks, are you aware how lucky we all are to be the last people on Earth? Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this is one wild ride, and we are at the pinnacle of our experience. Yes, there's a lot going wrong with this world, but you can't argue the miracle of human achievements up until now. If this is as good as it gets, we should be proud to be a part of it.
It is important that we have your attention, as we outline the safety features.
Excuse me. Sir, in row 7, is there something I can help you with? You say you don't like the complimentary cookies? They're not as good as your mama's cookies? Yes, sir, I understand.
As here comes...
I really do. We've had to make sacrifices to get us where we are today, and unfortunately, although there are more cookies available, they're not so tasty, are they? I know, it can be frustrating. You see, we've come to value the shiny package, but the cost of packaging means your cookies are made out of nothing but soy and corn byproducts, and none of your mama's love. Sir, I would like to direct you to the in-flight magazine where it indicates that you still have an awful lot of choices. If you would prefer a real chocolate chip cookie, not the she-she kind you get at the department store for $5, but maybe one made by a little old lady in a floral apron in the kitchen of a bi-level home who starts with a bag of flour and a stick of butter and some real chocolate chips, well, I suggest you make that a priority. Because if you don't make it a priority, sir, it just goes away. That's just how the market is. It isn't cruel, it doesn't discriminate, it's not out to make people unsatisfied. But sir, our focus groups determined that you would buy the cookies in the nice packaging, no matter how they taste. And now you're going to sit there and rain on everybody's parade for what you got? Sir, we are going to...
Sharon Porter McAllister.
TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
It is now my honor to sign into law the USA Patriot Act.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Headlines from Kuwait.
On my order.
Plumes of smoke billowed over Baghdad. And for the second straight night, cruise missiles set fire to government buildings. The Pentagon promises an even more devastating blow, one that will shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe is a
shock and awe.
Case while we're not shocking,
the first win in the Pentagon's campaign of shock and awe.
My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
The photographs were taken by the soldiers themselves. First aired on CBS 60 Minutes 2, they are disturbing and explicit. The Iraqi prisoners.
In addition to the 150,000 troops that the U.S. has on the ground in Iraq, the Bush administration has deployed a shadow army of some 100,000 contractors. Of these, tens of thousands are heavily armed mercenaries that roam Iraq with impunity. Among the most powerful of the companies operating in Iraq is Blackwater USA, a secretive company based in the wilderness of North Carolina. It's headed by a right-wing Christian conservative bankroll.
There's too close a relationship,
And there's outright, I hate to use the word corruption, but it borders on it, the behavior of some of these individuals, both in the industry and in the Halliburton.
Number one was the Brown Cheney's former contract was Vice President Jerry Keller, Brown Cheney's former company, Halliburton, and its subsidiary.
National Guard helicopter today rescued people from rooftops, fragile islands in the floodwaters. It was the Coast Guard did the rescue for others, swinging axes to reach people trapped in attics. In one submerged neighborhood, they plucked people to safety one by one with a helicopter-borne basket. An air-sea rescue in the heart of urban America. And when you pull back for a wide shot, the scene is nothing short of apocalyptic. 80% of New Orleans, including much of downtown, is underwater. The Big Easy's famous Canal Street, living up to its name.
Why are you discovering this now? It's 5 days that FEMA's been on the ground. The head of police says it's been 5 days that FEMA's been there. The mayor, the former mayor, putting out SOSs on Tuesday morning, crying on national television, saying, please send in some troops. So the idea that, yes, I understand that you're feeding people and trying to get in there now, but it's Friday.
There's going to be plenty of opportunities to help later on. But right now, the immediate concern is to save lives and get food and medicine to people so we can stabilize the situation. Again, I want to thank you all for... And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
21 banks that each got $1 billion or more from the federal government.
The numbers are staggering. New figures show this year's military suicide rate is on pace to reach a record high. The Pentagon says there have been at least 154 suicides among active duty troops through last Thursday, a rate of nearly one each day. The figure marks an 18% increase over the same period a year ago.
A deadly fire, a drowned platform, and an oil leak the size of Houston. Not the story BP wanted to tell with its first quarter earnings. The biggest oil producer in the Gulf of Mexico is battling to contain a spill that could grow into an environmental disaster.
The East Coast reeling this morning as it absorbs the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy, where economic damages could be in the range of 10 to 20 billion. At least 30 people have been killed in seven states. More than 8 million homes are without power. And in New York City, the wounds are particularly severe. In the borough of Queens, between 80 to 100 homes caught fire last night and were destroyed. Public transportation, meantime, continues to be closed after extensive flooding. There is no timeline on when that will change.
The level of devastation at the Jersey Shore is unthinkable.
1,000 counties in 26 states have been declared natural disaster areas.
An unusually dry summer that very much reflects what the climate models that we use predicted decades ago.
What we feared might be true is in fact coming true.
61% of the land in the lower 48 states is in drought condition.
112 degrees.
More fuel jobs.
So the strongest ones are going to be stronger.
The 1-in-500-year flood for the North Woods of Minnesota, Duluth. A couple of days later, a record.
The climate system is changing right before our very eyes. I mean, this is something that anybody can see. You don't have to be a scientist.
If we continue down this path,
if we continue on this course that we're on.
The poll also showed that a solid majority of Americans, 57%, believe government can and should do a great deal.
This is a big problem. This is a real problem. It's happening now. It's not happening generations from now.
And this is literally just a taste of the sorts of summers that will be commonplace just decades from now.
We're looking at what has been a very rare event for our common experience.
Mistake, and I hold my ear and I cry. You're my sunshine, my light. You're my everything.
pitch black. Your last memory, a thin column of light. Now, a deprivation. A deaf stillness. Vertigo and paralysis. Artificial night, draped jagged and indistinct, surrounds you. Shock seizes. This is the moment, inside the moment, before you know if you are still alive. Before you realize you will never be the same again. The lungs beg, and the throat opens, and air searches the expanding chest for passage into being. Gasping breath is unimpaired, but an odor alarms you. There is a dull, pulsing flush in your head that mutes all senses in waves. You hear the surging breath, and you hang there. This is the first evidence of your life. Listen. This is the first thing you need to know. You have survived this moment. The first heartbeat thrashes you like the thunderous slap of a humpback tail in the cold stillness of first light, across the surface of your ocean skin, pounding through, awakening the depths. The second heartbeat drives breath to vital, hungry places, to feed the essential labor of existence, to inventory loss, searching the ends of you. The third heartbeat finds rhythm, the surge and flush and then return, blood river to source, source to breath. The desperate flood seeks tender inlets, then draws back to refill. At your conception, this was called the quickening. Life summoned you into being. Now you must conceive yourself again. Can you imagine that you live? Your heart calls out for flesh and nerves and consciousness. Love you thought was esoteric. You didn't know the deep mechanics, didn't understand the heart can't stop sending pulse and nourishment and soliciting love. It doesn't want for keeps. It only wants the river to flow again, to bathe everything in restoration. The fourth heartbeat is for you, to remind you, this is body, this is ground. If you don't know how to begin again, let the pulse show you. It goes, it still goes.
Broadcast system transmitting live to your radio station. This is not a test. Please turn on all cell phones and electronic devices. Turn them all the way up. Warning, there is not much time. Do not go back to sleep.
I love you.
I love you.
Are you there?
Please
please pick up?
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
I'm okay.
Sorry.
I'm okay.
Are you there?
Call me if you get this. I'm sorry.
I'm okay.
Are you there?
I'm sorry.
I'm okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Call me if you get this.
I'm okay.
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
I'm okay.
Call me if you get this.
Please pick up.
Please pick up.
I love you.
Are you there?
I'm okay.
Please pick up. Please pick up.
Get this.
Call me. I'm
please
sorry.
Pick please pick up.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay.
Are you there?
Please pick
I'm okay.
up.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Please
I'm
pick
okay.
up.
I'm okay.
Are you there?
Please pick
please
up.
Pick up.
Please.
I'm please sorry.
Pick up. Please pick up.
Please pick up.
Call me if you get this.
I love you.
Call me if you get this. Call me if you get
please.
Call me if you get this. Call me if you get this.
I love you.
I love you. Please pick up.
I love you.
I'm okay.
Pick up. Sorry.
Are you there?
Call me if you get this.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Please pick up.
I'm okay.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Call me if you get this.
Call me if you get this.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
I'm sorry. Are you there? I love you.
Please pick up.
Please pick up.
Please pick up.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you there?
Call me if you get this.
I'm okay.
Are you there?
Okay. Call me if you get this.
Call me there? If you get this.
Call me.
Please pick
this.
Up.
Please pick up.
I'm okay.
I love you.
I'm okay. I love you.
Please pick up.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
Are you there?
I love you.
Are
you there?
Are you?
Please pick up.
Please.
Are you there?
Please pick up.
Please.
Please pick up.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm okay.
Are you there?
Call me if you get this.
Let me help you. What's happening to you?
As nature prescribes. They shrug off old bodies for life. Effortlessly? Or is there pain? Do raw nerves ache with every breath of wind until the casing of flesh becomes solid again? Is there shock to discover they no longer swim? How do senses reconcile the loss of appendages or the center of gravity's shift? Is it jarring how the body sways differently in the wind? And aren't we animals too?
Here, take my hand. We need to find a way out. See any tools, grab them. We are standing in the middle of a long, flat plain. Now covered end to end with refuse. Refuse. Refuse our impact. Refuse to think through to the logical end. Refuse to change before it's too late. Something shines here. Some distant thing. A sparkle, source unknown. We stand amidst a plastic wasteland, squinting madly towards that one shiny thing. The haze of sky opens. Sun sears laser bright through clouds thick with the fumes of monstrous commerce feeding upon itself. Something shimmers, and we run to it. We run, kicking up the plastic with every hard landing of our feet against an uneven bed of denial nuggets and supersized apathy. We run to that which returns heaven's gaze, the one thing that reflects our memories of jewels and riches. Clear pools of fresh water and homes tidy and clean, where bright showered faces peered into spotless mirrors and saw what only now we know was peace.
There's an X here.
Jesus. Is he dead?
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
We're gonna need this. The jacket and helmet and his boots. I'll wear them. And give me the axe.
Thank you.
is bloodshed. We feared famine and disease, and our fears are answered. Now we are defeated scavengers on a ravaged landscape, too hungry and tired and dirty to fight. Some of us still burn. Some of us still won't open our eyes. Do you remember what they told us after 9/11? Do you remember what they told us to do? They told us to shop. They told us to buy things. But purchases didn't ease pain. It's time to evolve. We've spent enough time buried in this wreckage, watching everything around us go up in flames. It's time to find the center of us, what can't be broken, what's so true we can't look away from it. What shines for you? A hope? A lover? Or a god? Or an illusion? You are still free to move, rise out of pain and into a purpose to guide your first step out of the fire. Cut a clearing between you and let it burn until the rage is spent. You confide in your bones a fear that it can't be done even as you're doing it. Your bones respond. The science is proven. The physics tested throughout millennia of evolution. You are perfectly made to carry this weight. I have been broken. I don't know how to begin to tell you. And I am also whole. I break to remake this world. I break to renew. This here, this is my new skin. I have something for you, in case you want to break out too. This axe to demolish the wreckage, and this hand to help you through. This is the moment after the moment. Everything is broken. Everything is broken. And everything is possible.
I want stuff delivered to me on foot by loyal people who recognize my worth and are willing and ready.
They're still going. Should we get somebody?
No. I've got this.
My contributions are vast. I want my country back. I want my country back. I want my country back. I want my country back.
I want all of it. I want all of it.
Thank you.
performers tonight were John Killeen, Carlton Rue, Michael Phillips, Wayne Hathen, and Sharon Porter McAllister, James Lawrence, Sharon Mann, Alexander Lumiere. Music by Cristobal. This is the Sudden Radio Project, KBOO.FM. Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
There's that twang that I like so well. Twang away, twang away. And there's the sound of magnificence, because you've discovered that wacky cha-cha. I mean, it's the tacky cha-cha club. That ain't what you're talking about here. No, it's the kitschy cha-cha club, but I don't even know what that means. Well, some call it the hippie cha-cha club. But get those flowers out of your hair. Don't get to go to San Francisco anymore. Yeah, right on. But let's lay our cards on the table, where we can see him face up. It is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you right here in the studio at the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.